The following content is intended for people who are blind or print impaired. You're listening to the North Carolina Reading Service, and this is Tech Tips. Spring is in full bloom and summer is right around the corner. Here's what's coming up on this month's episode of Tech Tips. New features with iOS 14.4 for the iPhone and iPad. Some resource tools from the American Foundation for the Blind. The latest on artificial intelligence technology. And Alexa Guard Plus comes to the U.S. All that's coming up on this month's episode of Tech Tips. A series of articles on new features for the iPhone. These come to us courtesy of Cool Blind Tech. Now, you can unlock your iPhone with your Apple Watch with the public beta versions of iOS 14.5, iPad OS 14.5, and WatchOS 7.4. With iOS 14.5 public beta and WatchOS 7.4 public beta, you'll be able to test the new iPhone unlocking feature with Apple Watch. This feature aims to make unlocking an iPhone much easier when you are wearing the mask, as your Apple Watch will authenticate for you. On the Watch app on your iPhone, select Passcode Settings and enable Unlock with iPhone. On your iPhone, select Face ID and Passcode with Settings, then enable the Unlock with Apple Watch feature. Once complete, you'll be able to unlock your iPhone without a passcode when you have a mask on, as long as your Apple Watch is on your wrist and authenticated. It's similar to how the Apple Watch Unlock feature works for the Mac. Here's another short article on a new feature for the iPhone: how to take a screenshot on an iPhone hands-free. For those times when a manual screenshot isn't an option, you may have wondered, can you ask Siri to take a screenshot? The answer is yes. With iOS 14, you can now just say, Siri, take a screenshot, instead of having to use voice control as you did previously. Before you can take a screenshot with Siri, you'll need to make sure you're running iOS 14 or later. Once you're sure, just navigate to the screen you want to take a screenshot of. Say, hey Siri, take a screenshot. That's it. Your screenshot will be captured and saved to your camera roll in the same way as if you were to do it manually. Another new feature is how to share your location on an iPhone with a message. Did you know you can share your location right from the Messages app on your iPhone or iPad? Here's a quick way to share your location via Apple Maps from the Messages app. There are a couple of ways to share your location from an iPhone, but this might be the quickest way. Here's how to share your location from your iPhone or iPad in a text message using Predictive Texts. For this tip, you'll have to have both Predictive Text and Location Services enabled. Here's how to share your location on an iPhone from the Messages app with Predictive Text. Open the Messages app. Start a new thread or open a previously opened text thread with the person you want to share your location with. Type the phrase, I'm at, and press the space bar after the word at. In the predictive text area of the keyboard, select current location. The other person will be sent your location via Apple Maps. Notice that only the map will show in the text chat. You'll need to complete your message and press the send icon to send the text message. Now, you can send your text message with a quick text phrase. listening to Tech Tips on the North Carolina Reading Service. This article is entitled Access Essentials for Your iOS Device, Must-Haves for People with Visual Impairments. This comes to us from the Access World magazine, and it is written by Bill Holton. In the February 2018 Access World Special Seniors issue, we offered a roster of smartphone apps that we feel are must downloads for any person with a new visual impairment, hoping to get the most out of their new iPhone or iPad. These apps can assist with everything from navigating from here to there to carrying dozens of talking books on your phone so you can listen along the way. Most of these apps are also available for Android smartphones and tablets. In this update, we'll take a second look at our longtime favorite Access Essentials, then turn you on to some exciting new offerings that can further enhance your enjoyment and independence. Some of these apps were developed specifically for the user with a visual impairment. Others are mainstream apps that are accessible and can also assist the visually impaired person with some of blind life's challenges. An extra pair of eyes. We all need sighted help from time to time, but what if there's no one around? Be My Eyes is an absolute must-have app that uses your phone's camera to connect to one of hundreds of thousands of volunteers around the world, eager to lend their eyes to help you with anything from setting the temperature on your oven to color coordinating your outfit before you leave the house. Microsoft, Google, and several other businesses have also signed on to offer expert tech assistance to the blind and low vision community using the app's one-way video connection. Computer won't talk? They can help you get through that silent error message and be on your way. Seeing AI from Microsoft. This free app from Microsoft uses machine intelligence to recognize text, identify currency, offer a light meter and color identifier, and describe the scene before you or in a photograph. It's literally the Swiss Army knife of vision assistance. Getting from here to there. Apple and Google Maps, which is also available for iOS, have come a long way offering enhanced accessibility, spoken prompts, and turn-by-turn directions. For example, ask Siri, "Where am I?" and Siri will respond with the nearest address. Ask, "Where's the nearest bus stop?" and Siri will tell you where it is and then offer turn-by-turn walking directions with distance markers and estimated arrival times. For even more blind-friendly navigation, you may also want to try Nearby Explorer Online. Nearby Explorer Online includes a number of blindness-friendly features, such as a turn-by-turn walking directions with upcoming intersection announcements, and virtual maps you can use to explore another neighborhood or even a distant city before you travel. The original Nearby Explorer app included a set of proprietary maps and cost nearly $100. This newer version relies on open source map data, and it's free. The app was originally developed by the American Printing House for the Blind, but recently they handed the technologies and other assets off to the new company, Access Explorer. The focus of this new company is to facilitate indoor navigation at airports, municipal facilities, and other large venues. A library in your pocket. You may still be able to read large print books, but you've likely noticed that unlike the books themselves, the selection of titles has gotten rather slim. Kindle users can enlarge the display text both on the physical Kindle devices and when using the iOS Kindle app. You can also use the iPhone's built-in screen reader, VoiceOver, to read Kindle books. Or you can choose to purchase and listen to books from Audible. Their app is also extremely accessible. Overdrive offers both ebooks and audio titles you can check out of your local public library. But your choices don't end there. Bard Mobile. Are you a member of the Library of Congress's Talking Book Library? If so, you have likely been given a digital player and receive your books on digital cartridges you have to wait and or mail back when you are done. You can avoid all these delays and the back and forth by installing the Bard mobile app. It's a virtual, full-feature talking book player with the same familiar controls. You can search for titles and download them using the app and build your own library you can carry with you everywhere you have your phone. Bookshare. Bookshare is a nonprofit repository of reading materials produced in text formats for the blind. Their collection ranges from elementary school textbooks to popular novels and eccentric works of science, history, philosophy, and literature. Certification of blindness or other print disability is required for Bookshare and the next service we cover, NFB Newsline. The easiest way to search, download, and read Bookshare titles is with an app, Read the Go, spelled R-E-D, the number 2, G-O, is the recommended app, but many blind individuals prefer Voice Dream Reader, a third-party app developed with a number of special features for the print impaired. NFB Newsline. The National Federation of the Blind offers the Newsline service, which provides electronic versions of hundreds of local, regional, and national newspapers and a growing catalog of popular magazines, including Access World. You may be familiar with the telephone access to this service. Call a local number and use your touchtone controls to navigate the library and have various articles read to you. If you own an Amazon Echo, you can also ask Alexa to read your favorite newspapers and magazines aloud. However, the best way to access Newsline content is by installing the NFB Newsline app. You can also access your local weather, TV listings, and a selection of store sale circulars. The latest app version also includes KNFB Reader Lite text recognition software. Text recognition. As far as we've come using computers and mobile devices to read emails, books, and other text-based information, there are still times when you really need to read actual print. Trying to sort your mail, reading the directions on a box of cake mix, can be problematic. You can always use Be My Eyes, but for the sake of personal independence, you may wish to use one of the many optical character recognition apps that can turn print text into machine-readable text. As mentioned above, the latest version of NSB Newsline Newsreader app includes a free copy of KNFB Reader Lite. The original, full version is still available for $95. This app works best for small blocks of text. Again, reading your mail or cooking instructions on a box or package. Microsoft Seeing AI. If you've already followed our recommendation to install Microsoft Seeing AI, then you've discovered it includes three different text recognition settings. Four if you count the currency recognition. Short text, document, and handwriting. The first mode is real time. Point your phone toward a mail envelope, for example, and the app will do its best to speak what text it can find. The document setting requires you to frame the page and snap a picture before recognition takes place. The handwriting feature is rudimentary, but feel free to try it on that handwritten birthday card. It just may impress. Voice Dream Scanner. For heavy-duty text recognition, such as a multi-page report, or a complete hardback book, we recommend either the full version of KNFB Reader or Voice Dream Scanner from the same blind-friendly developer as Voice Dream Reader. Both apps allow you to scan multiple pages and save them as a complete document. Getting there and back. As described above, your smartphone can do a great job of offering walking and public transportation directions. But what if you need a ride? The past few years have seen the emergence of at least two major rideshare services, Uber and Lyft. Some larger communities may also offer other rideshare options. You use the app to pinpoint your location and indicate your destination. A driver is summoned, and the app alerts you when your Uber or Lyft will arrive, along with the car model and license. Upon arrival at your destination, The fare is automatically charged to your registered credit card, so no more fumbling with currency and trusting the driver is giving you the correct change. You can add a trip later using the Uber or Lyft app. Many drivers drive for both services. Consider registering with both, however, as they tend to send out various discounts. Frequent riders may also be interested in one of their subscription plans. Grocery shopping. How many of your trips out are to pick up groceries? These days, it's easier than ever to have them delivered. Some smaller grocers and large chains offer their own delivery services. This includes Walmart Superstores, which we reviewed in a recent Access World. The app is quite accessible. Prices are the same as in the store. Delivery charges vary depending on the time of day you wish to receive your groceries. They also offer free delivery with paid monthly or annual memberships. Other grocery stores and chains use either Instacart or Shipt, spelled S-H-I-P-T, to provide home delivery. These apps are fairly accessible, but be warned, along with delivery fees, the prices may be slightly higher when shopping using either of these apps. Eating out in. Times were, if you wanted prepared food delivered, unless you lived in a big city, your choices were basically pizza or Chinese. With the gig economy in full bloom, your in-home dining options have expanded exponentially. In fact, there are now 4 different home dining delivery services in heated competition for your dining dollar: Grubhub, Postmates, Uber Eats, and DoorDash. Their apps are all accessible. They offer online menus and online payment and tipping. So again, no front door fumbling with currency. You may wish to add all 4 apps to your device. First, because each offers a slightly different menu of delivery options. And second, because you may be able to take advantage of the current battle for market share. Each of the services offers frequent promotions, sometimes up to half off your next order. The purpose of the North Carolina Reading Service is to connect people who are blind and print impaired with each other, their families, and the community by delivering news, information, and entertainment using the latest audio technology. For more information about the North Carolina Reading Service, visit us online at ncreadingservice.org. You can also give us a call. Our telephone number is 919-832-5138. That number again, 919-832-5138. The North Carolina Reading Service. We breathe words into your life. Listening to Tech Tips on the North Carolina Reading Service. Here are a couple articles on how artificial intelligence is getting better. They come to us both from Cool Blind Tech. Harriet Watt and the Royal National Institute of Blind People have teamed up to support blind and partially sighted people in the UK using AI technology called Elena. Elena is artificial intelligence software that can understand and respond to users in a human-like, conversational way, carry out human-like conversation, and can be used as a new tool for people with sight loss. The tech delivers conversation based on context, device, and location, learning who the user is and remembering previous conversations. It then adapts to provide a personal experience for each person. Elena will initially be used to enhance the existing support offered by RNB through its sight loss device service. The charity currently offers support over the phone, in eye clinics, and digitally. It also provides information on eye conditions, legal rights, education technology, and employment alongside emotional well-being services and signposting services and resources offered by local societies. AI has the potential to transform the way blind and partially sighted people access information. For example, the Spinout is developing a tool which will identify objects and find further information about one's physical environment, automating the Be My Eyes app, which connects those who have sight loss with fully sighted volunteers. The Harriet Watt Spinout has already seen previous success with its innovative AI technology. In March of 2020, the team saw a huge jump in demand as the national lockdown came into effect. Elena's touch-free interface allowed many users unable to converse with others as they would normally due to the coronavirus to remain connected. The plan for the project is to support more than 2 million people with sight loss in the UK. Now, a little bit closer to home, Google AI develops IconNet, enabling Android users hands-free control of mobile devices using voice access. Researchers at Google AI recently developed a technology called IconNet that enables Android users to have hands-free control over their mobile device using voice access. IconNet is an emerging system based on the Internet Architecture CenterNet that automatically detects icons on the screen in correspondence to the underlying structure of the app. It has been developed as a part of the recently launched voice access system. Currently, IconNet can detect 31 different icon types, but in the near future, that number is expected to go up to 70. Running at 9 FPS on a Pixel 3a phone, IconNet has a precision of about 94.2% that aims to give users a perfect and consistent experience. The development of an on-device user interface element can prove to be a tremendous job because the detector has to run on an entire plethora of phones with different performance capabilities. While doing so, it also has to make sure that user privacy is not endangered. The best user face elements are available on the lightweight models that have low interface latencies. Interface latencies are the short periods of delay between when an audio signal enters a system to when it finally emerges. Usually, interface latencies last only a few milliseconds. Voice access makes use of the labels as a response to the utterance by the user. Therefore, the lower the latency time, the better the performance. IconNet is poised to become a leader in the future of icon detection. While the current model is showing an encouraging response, consistent efforts are being aligned towards bettering this technology and increasing the range and diversity of the elements that can be detected. Simultaneously, another detailed feature will also be included that will help differentiate between the icons that have similar appearances by putting into sharp focus their functionality. Listening to Tech Tips on the North Carolina Reading Service. If you are a user of Amazon's Alexa Guard and you've been waiting for the Alexa Guard Plus security subscription, guess what? It's now available in the U.S. This article comes to us from Coolblind Tech. Amazon's Alexa Guard Plus subscription service is now available in the U.S. The company unveiled Guard Plus back in September as a paid option for those who want the extra features that come with the premium version of its free Guard service. While the basic Guard feature can already turn Echo smart speakers and displays into home security devices, its premium version takes things a step further by giving subscribers hands-free access to emergency services and giving Alexa the power to deter intruders from breaking in. Guard Plus gives you 24/7 access to an emergency helpline you can call with just your voice. Say, "Alexa, call for help," to speak with a trained agent who can request the dispatch of emergency responders, such as police, the fire department, or an ambulance, based on information you provide on the call. Alexa detects sounds that could be an intruder while you're away from home, like footsteps, a door closing, or glass breaking. She can send you a smart mobile notification and play a siren on your Echo. Alexa can also notify you about the sound of smoke alarms or carbon monoxide alarms. From a smart alert, you can play back what Alexa heard or drop in for live audio. You can then call the emergency helpline to request emergency services or forward the alert to a supported security provider. Guard Plus is even better with connected smart lights and select outdoor-facing cameras. While you're away, Alexa can turn on and off smart lights you select to make it look like someone is home, and when your camera detects motion outside, Alexa can play the sound of a dog barking from your Echo to help scare away potential intruders. Guard Plus is included with Ring Protect Plus at no additional cost. Protect Plus subscribers need to link their Ring and Amazon accounts in the Ring app or on Ring.com and complete setup in the Alexa app for access to Guard Plus benefits. And starting next year, Guard Plus will also be available through partners including Abode, Scout Alarm, Residio, A3 Smart Home, and Wyze Partners. Everyone can try Guard Plus for a month without having to pay for anything, but it will cost $5 a month or $49 a year after the trial period ends. In addition to Guard Plus, Amazon has also rolled out a couple of other Alexa features. First is Energy Dashboard, which can tell users how much energy their Alexa-connected smart home devices consume. The other is Proactive Hunches, which, as its name implies, allows Alexa to act based on a user's previous actions without asking for permission. Alexa could, for instance, adjust the thermostat, turn down the water heater, or turn on the robot vacuum if the user is away from home. Both new features are now also live in the U.S. and accessible through the Alexa app. Run out of time for today's episode of Tech Tips. Be sure to tune in next month. I'm Chris Skidmore, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Tech Tips is readily available as a podcast after this broadcast by visiting our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions, please give us a call. Our telephone number is 919-832-5138. That number again, 919-832-5138. And as always, thank you for listening to Tech Tips.